good morning. Wow, what a blessed time of singing this morning. I don't know about you all, but God has definitely been showing me my need of Him this morning. And also, just the songs that we sang. I feel like I'm standing on holy ground this morning. Not because of anything that I've done. It's because God is here. Wow. Song number 653. It seemed like there was like four or five songs in a row there that I just started meditating on, and the Lord, everything that I wanted to share this morning just came out in every one of those songs. Show me thy face. Show me thy face. You know, we've heard that term many times in our day. Oh Lord, show me thy face. We've prayed that prayer. And this morning, I want to talk again about faith. I want to talk about faith again this morning. We've been talking a lot about faith here lately, and it seems like it's a topic that just keeps coming up. And I want to bring a simpler definition of the word faith. Not that any of the other ones, not that the other ones were not valid, but I want to bring one today that is, that even a child could understand. I would like for us to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're just going to start reading in 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied. Sang a song this morning about grace, and we sang a lot of songs this morning about grace, but here it says grace and peace be multiplied. That's God's heart. That really is God's heart unto you through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and to godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he has been purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in this present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of this majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Let's bow our hearts for a word of prayer. O Lord God, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, the name that is higher than any other name, the source of life, in whom is life indeed. Lord, we ask carefully for that which only you can give. Help us, Lord, today in this service, help us to receive from your hand, not from my hand, but from your hand, the words of life, eternal words. Father, let this just be simple. But let it be divine from your hand. We commit this service in your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to just take us back a time in history, a time in the beginning, when God created the world, and He spoke light into existence. He spoke light into a very dark place, and there was light. And then I would like to take us fast forward that few thousand years, about 2,000 years ago. I would like to talk about a time in history where one day when probably the least, when it was least expected, there was a visitor that came to God's people. And it was a time when there was a lot of darkness and there was a light that came and shone over a dark place. And this light, this light lived amongst us some 30 years. The last 3 years of this visitor's life, he gave us many things. He left many things behind for us to experience, that we could be an example of what he wanted us to be today in our day. And I would just like to say that today, there's a lot of darkness in our midst, around us. And God wants to do the same thing in your life. He wants light to go out amongst that darkness. And He wants people to come be drawn to that light. But Jesus Christ was that light. And Jesus Christ was that visitor. But He was rejected. As many things as He's done, He was rejected by most men, by the majority of everyone. And I would like to talk about that rejection this morning. What is it in us that cannot receive the truth? What is it in us that cannot embrace that light? We all know words are leaving me here, and I scrapped my notes when I came up here this morning because they wouldn't make sense. So I just but I would like for and I would like to ask for a volunteer amongst you people here, and I would maybe a young person would like to come up here and throw a few darts. Is there a volunteer that would like to come and see if they can hit this dartboard with some darts? LaVon, would you? Take careful aim. I don't want you to hit that. Well, that stuck. See if you can hit another. See if you can hit it again. Okay, that didn't stick. Very good. Now, before you go, LaVon, I would like for you to see if you can make... again. See if you can make this penetrate. Wow. That didn't go as planned. I should have thought this thing through. Thank you. We're not going to throw through that anymore. But what I was hoping would happen is that piece of cloth, or I was actually wanting something a little harder, maybe a piece of leather. And as he throws this dart, it doesn't penetrate that leather. It won't stick. And I would like to call that our guard. I would like to call that our guard. Okay? We know Hebrews chapter 11 to be the faith chapter. And it is. It's a very profound introduction there to faith and what it means. And it says, without faith, we cannot please God. But I would like for us to just add another faith chapter into our meaning of faith here in 2 Peter chapter 1. And make that a faith chapter for us, because I believe that Peter, if we notice here, when Peter wrote this, he made it clear that he is not going to be here very much longer. And this was witnessed to him by the Lord Himself, so he says. But if you notice, he didn't dwell on that. He didn't make that a point of emphasis where he wanted people to be drawn to him. He didn't want to talk about his accomplishments. He didn't want to talk about anything that he did in his life other than he was diligent and he was jealous that we should make our calling and election sure. So this morning, I'm going to call this water glass here, I'm going to call this a fountain. Okay? And I want us to look at these three water pots as three different fountains. And this first one here is the Lord Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of life. This is the first one. And Peter talks about he talks about adding to our faith. Well, first of all, he says, whereby, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Is this Peter's heart? Is this just Peter's heart that grace and peace would be multiplied? It's God's heart. So Peter said it. Peter was inspired by God. But grace and peace, not just be given unto you, but multiplied. I mean, that's a lot of grace. That's a lot of peace. Okay? And so, then he says, according as His divine power has given unto us all things. May I suggest to us this morning that all things doesn't mean a few things. All things doesn't just mean that Brother Allen has things that God hasn't given me. Now, we're not going to sit here and talk about gifts this morning, but all things that pertain to you to live a life of faith and to be accepted into the Beloved, to receive. But many times, the reason we can't receive from God's hand that which He really wants to give us is because this guard we have that's protecting our heart. We're not ready to give God. We're not ready to open our heart to God and to allow the Word of God to penetrate into our heart. You see, if He says, all things, if I read in the Bible that God says all things that pertain to life and godliness pertains to me, I'm going to go to the Lord. And I'm going to partake of all things that He wants to give me. I'm going to take whatever He wants to give me. I don't know what all that means, but I want to receive it. And so therefore, I become a little vulnerable. But I can't just say, okay, I've got all things. I have to go to the fountain and receive. Is that faith simple enough for us? It takes faith to take that, right? It takes faith to receive that. But if I just haphazardly say, "Oh, yeah, that goes for me too." No, I got to go to the source and I got to drink from that. I got to drink from the source. If I want to improve on my faith, I can't go to faith and say, "Oh, faith, I need more faith." And so I'm going to study on how to have more faith. Well, actually, Peter gives us a definition on how to add faith. He says, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue." I don't have time to give you the definitions of these, but you can look these up. Virtual. So now I got to go find. Yes, you do need to know what virtual means, but by doing that, we are adding to our faith. We're not just adding virtual to our faith, but we're also, our faith is increasing. Our faith is increasing. And when we add knowledge, our faith increases some more. And temperance. You can't just add these things without faith. When we see the word temperance, what does that mean? Well, go to the source, go to the fountain, and receive it. And you have to receive it. Yes, you need to learn what it means, but you also the word that I'm looking for, whereby are given unto us great and precious promises, and by these ye might be partakers of His divine nature. So as we receive these into our life, we are partaking of His divine nature. But as we, when He says, add to your faith virtue, let it stick. Open your heart and let it stick. It might hurt. It might change something. But take your guard off so that God can add virtue, patience, knowledge, and temperance. And let every one of those darts land right in your heart. The problem is when He says all things that pertain to life and godliness, He has given unto us all things. I don't know if we believe that. You see, many times I am not prepared. As many times as I ask God to increase my faith, as many times as I ask God to I need more faith. Yeah, but you're not ready for more faith. Why? Well, this is the source from who all life exists. But then we also have, there's another fountain over here. And there could be many different fountains. We know there's only two ways. But this middle one could be, it could be whatever it is that is leading you. Whatever it is that is controlling you. Whatever it is that is, that you're giving yourself to. And the third one I want to just, I don't really have the time to go and expound on this like I wanted to. But the third one is, I'm going to call it sin. The third fountain is sin. Okay? It's serving the flesh, serving sin, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the lust of the world, or loving the world. The third one I'm going to say is sin. So if we get up in the morning and we go to that fountain, you're doing what everybody else did when the Lord Jesus came 2,000 years ago, that visitor that came that everybody rejected. But if you really believe, and you want to make it personal, and you really believe that He came for you, then you have to let your guard down, and you have to allow those arrows to penetrate your heart. They're not going to kill you. God's not going to kill you. Now, I'm not saying that you won't be killed for His namesake, but that's Peter. Peter knew that he was going to be killed for His namesake. He didn't even expound on it because he was so jealous that people would get. He said, I was there when that glorious voice came from heaven and said, and this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He was there and he heard it. But he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. Now this middle one here, I would like to just say, this one here could be good things. It could be things that are needful every day. Maybe every day your life or your job just demands a lot from you. And so you don't have the time to go to this fountain like you would really like. Okay, so this one here is actually, it's not so much that you're wanting to go to this one, but this one is just kind of controlling you. Well, just take a moment. Explain. God knows your circumstances way better than you do. And the reason we're not prepared for faith is because we're given over to whatever we want. If we want God and we want more faith, God will give us more faith. But we can say what we want to, but we're showing God what we want by coming to Him. And He's not, when you come and you come to Him, He's not always going to give you that glorious feeling that you're looking for. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is resting. Faith is knowing that this is the source in whom is life indeed, like we sang this morning. So if we could just, I wanted to finish a few other thoughts here in this book, but I think I'll leave that. But my biggest burden is this morning is that we would allow our hearts to just open up to God and go to the source and drink from that fountain. Even take a little time and He will reveal Himself. The songs that we sang this morning, you know, show me thy face. That really spoke to me this morning because we use that term a lot. And when we see His face, it's not so much that His face is so beautiful. It's the glory that God wants to reveal Himself to us. And He wants our faith to be increased. And every one of these darts, if we let Him in, faith increases. I believe that with all my heart. May God bless you.